Hey everybody, welcome to another Renaissance Woodworker Audio Boo. I've just been getting back to work, getting back to reality, and occasionally a random thought from this weekend's Woodworking in America conference pops into my head, so I've been jotting down notes to make sure I share some of these snippets in an effort to give all of you kind of an accurate virtual understanding of the atmosphere at the Woodworking in America conference. And the seminars were fantastic, the hands-on sessions were fantastic, but I truly believe some of the most valuable things of this conference were the conversations that went on in the marketplace. Here's a good example. I was wandering through the marketplace on one of the rare quiet moments and saw that there, for once, was nobody at the Tools for Working Wood booth, and Joel Moskowitz was catching a brief reprise from all of the crazy attention his new saw vise and all of his beautiful tools were getting. And I was very fortunate to be able to get one-on-one time with Joel to talk about his and Chris Schwartz's new book, The Joiner and the Cabinet Maker. And Joel had an advanced copy, original copy, the unbound copy, there in the booth. And I got some time to look through it and read a few passages and some snippets, and I got to tell you, I've already ordered mine, and I cannot wait for this. Joel stands by the fact that this is probably the best woodworking book out there. He says there's no question you'll be a better woodworker by reading this book. And, you know, if anybody who's seen the Moxon reprint that Christopher Schwartz put out, it's a similar idea where the original text is present and then there's commentary. In this instance, both commentary from Joel and Chris. There's also complete build documents available with it, and there will be a CD that will come out with a book that also has a lot of the drawings and slideshows of the build of each of the projects in this book. If you're not familiar with it, definitely go check out the Lost Art Press blog or the Tools for Working Wood blog and begin to understand what The Joiner and the Cabinet Maker is about. What was more exciting to me, though, is that there is a whole slew of these trade series of books from this era. There's something more than 100 different ones. There's the baker, the candlestick maker. There's the milliner, the brush maker, all of these things. And Joel is trying to build this collection and looking to possibly republish some of these. And what he wants to do is republish them with his own content so that he has some intellectual property. And frankly, his company can make some money off of it. So send Joel a note and tell him, go forth with this idea. It's a great one.